Hello and welcome to another Real Clear podcast. I'm Brian Marsh with my partner.
Hey, I'm Brad White.
Didn't mean to catch you off guard there,
you're
Brad.
Good.
But yeah. Today we have a great podcast, and this is for virtually anybody that has a home or even an apartment or whatever. We've all dealt with painting in one way or the other. Matter of fact, for this podcast, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I'm semi-professional, which I think we all believe,
semi.
Right? We all think we're good at it until we do it, and then we find out we're not, right? Is that right, Tony? And we, our special guests today are Tony and Gina Schlicksup, and they are better known as That One Painter. So welcome, guys. We really appreciate you joining Real Clear, our podcast.
Brian, thanks for having us. Brad, great to meet you. We're happy to be here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so just to start off, we want to make sure that people know as we go through this, if they're like, hey, I want to talk to Tony or I want to talk to Gina, how would people get in touch with you?
You can call our number. It's 904-643-3025.
Okay, and we'll ask you a couple of times later on, but it's That One Painter, and you guys have a website too, I believe, right?
We do. If you Google That One Painter First Coast, then we'll pop up on there on Google.
Great, good, thank you. All right, so let's get on into this, and let's talk first about somebody who might be selling their home, and you know, they get ready to put their home on the market. Some ideas from you as painters at first. Why should somebody consider painting, obviously the interior? I guess sometimes the exterior might need it as well, but certainly the interior. But before putting a home on the market, what do you see and what would your suggestions be as far as painting?
Well, this is kind of where I come in. This is what I really enjoy doing in our business, is helping realtors take that kind of extra step about speaking with a professional painter to kind of help their sellers kind of understand the importance of painting. We always say that we would like a potential buyer to walk into the home and the paint kind of fades into the background. It's not the very first thing they look at and think, oh, I have a lot of work to do here. So we kind of consider it just, you know, it's like setting the stage for the potential buyer to see the actual space of the house versus what they need to do at the house. And let's be real, when you live in a house for a while, your walls get dinged up, your trim and your baseboards get dinged up. And so you want your house to look crisp and clean. And by painting has a really good return on your investment because it's not terribly expensive and it makes a huge difference when someone walks into the house.
You know, so interesting, Gina, you mentioned that because we can talk colors here in a minute, because I think you've already kind of touched on this a little bit about talking fading into the background. Because as realtors, Brad knows this, what we tell our clients is when people come into your home, they need to be thinking about how they make it their own. They don't need to be thinking about that it's your house, because there are all these things that remind them that it's not theirs, it's yours. And I think that's kind of where you were going with fading in the background. So my next question would be colors, just in general, colors that might be better to use. And then what do you want to stay away from if you're painting?
So we've kind of designed a little bit of a system just to make it simple, because everybody knows there's like way more than 1,000 colors out there. And, you know, you bring in a fan book and it's so overwhelming. So we have put together, we have some sample colors, and we have two whites, two beiges, and two grays. And so we bring those in. They're all very light. They're not dark. And we bring those in and we kind of put them up on the wall to see what they look like in that space with the light. So we want to take into account your floors and, just the lighting in general in the house. So we would stay away from dark colors. We would stay away from
nothing bright.
Nothing bright. Like, obviously you can see our house in the back here. It's a beachy blue. We would not have it beachy blue if we listed our house. So you can have your personality while you're living there, but your personality doesn't necessarily match a potential buyer's personality. So you just want to go neutral, a lighter color, so your space looks you know, nice and open, and just kind of stay away from anything that's trendy, I guess I would say, in like a bold color.
Yeah, nothing trendy, nothing really bold or personable. You know, we've gone through the selling process in a couple of our homes. And the first time we did it, I was surprised when the real estate agent told us, hey, make sure you take down any family pictures, anything that, you know, baby pictures, things like that. For the exact same reason, Brian, as you said, potential buyers don't want to look at it as my house. They want to look at it as a potential for their house. It's same thing with paint and colors. You want them to walk in looking at how they can make that house their own with a blank canvas, not anything that they have to cover up and start over.
We've seen some good ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've seen some really good ones.
Yeah, and I know as far as, you know, trendy things, so, you know, right now gray is obviously in. And you see, we're seeing a lot of the whole home is painted the same color. So is that the thing to do?
Yeah. Usually when we paint for a seller, we do the entire house and we at a minimum do all the walls. It's got some good continuity to it and it just keeps it consistent. Sometimes, you know, if people are on a budget, they might forego sometimes it's the bedrooms because they just assume everybody has their own color preference for a bedroom. But we do recommend just doing the whole house, make it that blank canvas and let the buyers envision what they're going to do with it when they move in.
Yeah. Brad, some of the trendy things we're seeing is same color on the walls and same color on the baseboards and doors. So the house top to bottom is all one color. You know, whether it's Greek Villa or Snowbound, they'll do the walls in a satin or an eggshell, trim and doors in semi-gloss, but it's the same color. So we are seeing that more and more, but even that I think is more of a personal opinion on you know the color choice. You know, so we don't tend to do that on homes that are getting ready to sell. You want a little bit of contrast between the walls and baseboards. The white on white with the walls and the trim looks really nice, but some people might find that just a little bit too sterile. And want a little bit of contrast and color on the walls.
Got it. Hey, you know, one thing, Gina, I think you said that I wrote down here, and I think it's wonderful for us to use, Brad, when we're talking to someone about listing their house. It's like when you live in your home, have your own personality in it. Mm-hmm. But when you're selling your home, take your personality with you to the next place. And I think that's a great way to put it to someone when you're talking about painting and making it more neutral so that someone else can come in and see how they could make it their own. So I just think that's pretty good, right?
No, I was just going to say, like, the biggest thing that we see as realtors is there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of homes for sale. So you really have to make yours stand out. It has to look better than everybody else's. I mean, it's, you know, because they're walking into all these homes, and clean sells homes, and clean includes painting. Without a doubt. I mean, if you start, you mentioned the baseboards and that kind of, you start seeing that thing, those things when you're walking through a house and you're like, okay, you know, that last house wasn't like that. So you need to be able to stand out from other homes.
You do.
And one thing we hadn't really briefed you on, but, you know, people always wonder about cost. And how do you determine cost? I mean, just in, and I don't mean how much does it cost to do it, just what is your formula? What do you use, and how do you do that?
So we, you know, people will call our marketing number and ask for estimates over the phone. It's really hard to do. We need to be able to see the space. We need to see how much drywall work is need to be done. Is there a lot of prep work, or is it in pretty good shape? Are the walls textured, flat, smooth, how much paint is going to be determined by that. And then what colors are on the wall? Do we have to prime everything first? So each home is a little bit different, but we always try and price these in the mindset that, hey, we're trying to sell this house. This needs to be a professional job, but it's different from a new homeowner coming in and wanting to personalize it, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
we try and make sure that sellers that are looking to sell their home get a beautiful paint job at a reasonable cost that they can see on their return on investment when that house gets under contract within a week or two. And Brad, you made a good point about wanting that, you know, you can personalize your own home, but just understand when you do personalize your own home, we'll say wallpaper, for instance, keep in mind, maybe if you're planning on only being in that house for 3 to 5 years, you might not want to do wallpaper because it's expensive and time consuming and a mess to take it down in order to prep your home to sell again. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in there for a while, or if you're willing to, you know, to take down that wallpaper, when you're ready to sell, then by all means go for it. But, wallpaper is definitely one that potential buyers, if they see it in a home, it scares them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But speaking of that, wallpaper, it's kind of making a comeback, is it not? I mean, now you see where people are doing it again. It's like, you know, it's so funny with styles and trends. You go through a period where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people would put wallpaper on the wall. That's so awful. And then 3 years later, it's like, oh, wallpaper looks pretty good. But are you seeing that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys offer that service?
Yeah, we get probably 2 or 3 calls a week.
We do offer it. Yeah. So we've seen in our trend, it's often like it might be a whole bathroom, but it's very rarely a whole room. It's usually an accent wall.
Yeah. So just a reminder here today on Real Clear, we are speaking with Tony and Gina Schlicksup, and they are with That One Painter here in Jacksonville. So Tony and Gina, somebody wants to get in touch with you. What would be the best way to do that?
The best way would be to call us at 904-643-3025.
Perfect. They can also go online, right? A little, not as easy, but still good.
Yeah. So we have a website. It's That One Painter First Coast. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. And it will all be under that same name, That One Painter First Coast.
Great. Great. And we were talking about wallpaper. One question I had for you, and I will admit this, when I've been in my house about a year and a half, and there was wallpaper in the house. We had a painter come out because I didn't have the privilege of knowing you two guys at the time. but he's like, look, there's stuff we can do. We don't have to take it off. We can paint right over it. And he did, and it is perfect. I mean, it's not an issue at all. Do you guys recommend that, or what's your thought on that, painting over wallpaper?
So sometimes it depends on the circumstance. In a perfect world, a realtor will say, please take that down. Because you can run into some problems with when you're applying paint, it can bubble. That moisture can get behind the seams and kind of start making it peel away. We have done it before. I think we've done it one time. But generally speaking, we bring it down.
Got it. That's great advice, by the way. So mine hasn't started bubbling yet, but hopefully it won't. But if it does, I know who to call.
and I have a question. So I'm a complete DIYer, right? Typically, and when I paint, I have it everywhere. Like, I mean, I have it, you know, all over the ceiling, the floors. I do a lot of extra work that it always takes me a lot more, you know. Oh, yeah, it's going to take me a day to get this done, and then 3 days later I'm still cleaning up. So why should we hire a professional painter instead of doing it ourselves?
Well, especially when you're getting ready to list your home, there's so much work to be done. You're trying to pack, you're trying to coordinate logistics. You don't have time to paint your house. And every day that that isn't on the market is costing you as a seller and you as an agent money. Our teams can get in and do a full interior, depending on the work that needs to be done, from within a day or two to a week, if it's a larger project, and have that home ready to list, ready for pictures, ready for videos. And it's, you don't even have to think twice about it. Yeah. Our painters come in, it's surprising. I was just talking to one of my painters yesterday. I should buy stock in 3M because we buy so much blue tape. tape, plastic.
Floor paper.
Floor paper. You know, it's when you prep out a house correctly, it makes that cleanup so much easier. Typically, the painting is the easy part. It's prepping everything out. That takes a lot of time.
Very good.
Okay, so with you guys in the business, does this mean that every time you walk into a house, you're looking around and saying, oh, that was a good paint job, that was a terrible paint job, I know the owners did this themselves? Or, I mean, are you like, do you do that now? I mean, is it, do your eyes automatically go to everything, the trim and everything?
No, we don't. No.
No, we do that. Our kids give us, our kids yell at us all the time, because even when we're in the car and we'll pass like a building, we'll be like, oh, that needs to be painted. And they're always like, do you ever not think about painting?
Just part of the, one of the things that goes along with the industry, I guess, huh?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, it's funny.
But to that point, so we're seeing a lot of the brick homes that are being painted right now that, you know, they've got some really old, ugly paint. So what recommendations, or how's that process work? You know, because we're seeing that, and there's some of them that really need painted. So,
yeah. So as far as brick is concerned, we use a different process than, kind of what's we call standard. So we don't use an acrylic latex paint. We use a special mineral paint on there. And the difference between the latex and the mineral paint is that the mineral paint allows the brick to breathe and the latex paint doesn't. So if water gets back behind there, you're going to get the bubbling. There's just more issues that you can come across with the latex. So, go ahead.
No. Yeah, that's great. Great input.
Oh, okay. So we use this mineral paint, and then, you know, it's got a really long warranty if it's applied properly, which we apply it properly. And that protects, you know, against, you know, if it starts cracking and all that kind of stuff. So it's called a masonry flat paint.
Okay.
But you can, you know, you can paint brick. You just need to use the right stuff and you need to prep it out right. So brick, you know, it has different textures and such, and some absorb much more paint than others. And in the ones that will absorb more paint, we use a specific product prior to putting the mineral paint on the brick. So it's kind of a unique process, and not every house is the same.
There are so many types of paint, and the price is, you know, it runs the gamut. In terms of types of paint, do you use pretty much the same brands, or are there any that are better than others? Can you kind of talk a little bit about how do you choose a paint?
Sure. You know, with any brand that you use, they have different levels of paint. So from Sherwin to Behr to Ben Moore, you have really good paints and you have your budget-friendly paints. So we use a lot of Sherwin-Williams Emerald, their Duration. Behr, we love their Dynasty and their Marquee products. Ben Moore, their Aura, and Regal Select are good ones. But it depends on what you're looking for in your paint process. Mm-hmm. When you're getting ready to sell, we talk about using a more budget-friendly paint that's going to cover well. It's not going to require us to do four coats because it's cheap paint, but it's mid-level paint that is economical, gives you a beautiful finish, but isn't at that higher price point. And it's also an advantage because if you are a homeowner that you're looking to finish off your home or redo your new home, you know, we offer discounted prices. So you're not paying retail that you would walk into a paint store and buy a can of paint. We offer that at a much lower rate.
In terms of how you get paid. So if someone's going to sell their home, they call you, you come in, you give them an estimate. They say, yeah, okay, let's go. How do you, do they give you a deposit up front? Do they pay everything on the back end? What can people expect in terms of how to pay you?
We were just talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm. We were. So typically we take a 50% deposit is just required before we start. It doesn't have to be like the very second we, you know, do the contract, but we take 50% up front and then we take the final 50 once we've done a walkthrough and the approval's been given that it's good. That's the typical process.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because essentially though, what you're doing is ensuring that your cost of paint and materials and those kind of things, at least you're getting that up front.
Yes.
Which is perfectly fair in my opinion, right?
You know, Brian, we're looking at potentially a program for sellers to where, you know, maybe they pay 50% up front, but then they pay 50% at closing after the house is sold. We definitely want to be able to offer that at some point.
Is business really good right now? I mean, just overall, how is it?
It's pretty good. You know, we have a good reputation. It's amazing how quickly you can grow your business and maintain good clients when you show up on time, when you respect the customer and their property, and when you do exactly what you say you're going to do. We have a lot of repeat customers. We have a lot of word of mouth referrals. And so that has helped us maintain pretty good business, even in when typically a season will have a slowdown.
So what areas do you guys cover in, you know, around the Jacksonville area?
So we cover basically Atlantic Beach, down to Volano, St. Augustine, Orange Park. We can go to Green Cove Springs, Middleburg, Fleming Island, like kind of the whole gamut. We have several crews that do work for us. So when we book, we aren't booking out months. You know, it's weeks sometimes. Right. Well, often we could have an estimate on Thursday or Friday, close it, and be there on Monday. So, and that's great. The advantage with when we work with realtors, that is something that we make happen. And we make it happen because we know that timing is important. So we have many, many qualified crews. We get one, we send them out there on Monday, and you know, that job is done by the end of the week. So everybody can move forward getting that house sold.
Great. Love it.
Great. So we've talked about a lot of things, and we really appreciate Tony and Gina coming on today. But are there other things that people don't understand about painting that maybe when you go in and you're kind of having to explain, or they assume some things, or is there anything like that we want to cover before we sign off?
Sure. I have met with many realtors and sellers before. And sometimes we come across where people will say, I just want touch-ups. You know, like, I want to touch up this room, because people, you run into walls, you have kids, whatever. And if that is the job that they want done, those are typically jobs we won't do, because we do not want to leave a house looking like a cheetah, because we feel like that doesn't do justice to what could be done. And we are not a company that takes shortcuts. Like, we want the job done right. So if you're moving, please consider painting all of the walls, not just doing the touch-ups, because paint fades. Yes, it might be inside, but paint fades out, and you will never, you can still have the same can, but it's not going to match the paint on the wall because that paint has changed. So that's one of the things that we recommend is, if you take shortcuts when you're selling your house and it's visible, like with paint, a potential buyer is going to say, okay, well, they kind of took a shortcut on that. What else did they take shortcuts on? So, you know, it's those types of things that, you know, if you're going to go to the trouble to paint your walls, but your baseboards are super beat up, what are people going to focus on? The baseboards. So you want to present your house as clean as possible, because once somebody finds one thing, then they start looking for others. So that's kind of where we stand when we talk about the importance of painting and doing it right, instead of just trying to do the bare minimum, and then it doesn't turn out how you want it to look anyways.
Good. That is so true. Yeah, oh, sorry, really Brad, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just, my question was, like, what inspired you guys to get into the painting business, and how long have you done it? Because you seem very knowledgeable, and I love it.
Well, we've owned our business for 2 years. My husband used to do medical sales. He was on the road all the time. We have 4 children. And COVID changed all that. And we decided that we were ready to just try something on our own. Yep. So we bought into that one painter, and he always wanted to start a painting company, but we were like, is that really realistic? So we bought a painting company, and we run and manage the painting company. And there are times where he'll sneak out there and get some painting in, because that's what he likes to do.
Paint.
He loves to paint.
I love it.
But we have, you know, we've moved several times. We are not from Florida. We're from the Midwest. He's from Illinois. I'm from Iowa. And we understand the importance, particularly in when you're talking real estate, about a house presenting well, because I can tell you from our experience, we've walked into some and walked straight back out because
of looking at homes.
Yes. There was so much to be done. And so I think I love, from my end, like the design part and helping people with colors and helping them make the best choices for getting that house on the market. And he really likes to be out there and involved and learn more about what our painters are doing out there. And it's a fun business. We're in Florida. It's Stuccoville. So, you know, you can't not paint stucco. So it's a good opportunity. And it has, you know, there's a lot of facets to this business. It's not just, oh, we're going to paint, right? So that's kind of how we ended up where we are.
One of the reasons why we went into the painting industry and the home service industry in general is because there is such kind of a negative vibe out there that homeowners tend to have against contractors, whether it's flooring, HVAC, whatever it is, it's, you know, I called this guy and they never showed up. We hear it a lot of times from customers that call us, you know, I paid a deposit, they did half the job and then left. You know, and we just thought that we could bring a much better response to the home service industry by doing what we say we do, by showing up, by not bouncing from 5 different jobs at once. Once our crew is on site, that's the job that they're doing until it's done. So a project that we think is going to take 3 days, it should take 3 days. It's not going to take 2 days and then the crew goes and starts a different job and then they come back a week later. You know, so we thought we could just increase the level of service to the service industry.
Love it.
That's fantastic. I do too. Brad. It's just we need more people like you in the business. But you know, a couple of years in, sounds like things are going well. Your business is growing, and for good reason, because of how you approach the business. And Tony and Gina Schlicksup, we really do appreciate you coming on today. It's been great. Let's remind people, please, of how to get in touch with That One Painter First Coast. Can you remind us of that?
Sure. You can give us a call at 904-643-3025, or you can find us online on Facebook and Instagram under That One Painter First Coast.
Brad, I can tell you, this has been one of my favorite episodes. These folks are really great, and there's just been so much excellent information. We do appreciate them coming on. Brad, why don't you tell everybody how to get in touch with you, because you're a realtor here in town, and you certainly want to speak with people.
Absolutely. And I do thank you guys, because the passion that you have, and you're right, there's a lot. You know, we need more people like you, and we really appreciate it. My name is Brad. You can reach me at 904-770-5350.
And I'm Brian Marsh, and you can reach me at 904-535-5874. And finally, we want to thank the man who provides the great music for us, right? Rambler Kane. We always use his music as a theme song. He's a local gentleman, and you can hear him playing in the neighborhood and all around town, but he's got a great song on your line, and we love that song, and we love to promote Rambler. So thank you, Rambler, for allowing us to use your music. We appreciate it. But Tony and Gina, thank you so much. We have had a ball here today. We appreciate it. And now go enjoy the soccer game.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.